It took me nearly a week to find the office of the Department of Obstructions. It was indeed listed incorrectly in the campus directory. Monty Milhouse is the general manager of the DOO.
Yeah, our job is to get in the way. Our philosophy is that you don't learn much from anything that's too easily done.
Milhouse says that there has been someone to interfere in nearly all large organizations for hundreds of years, though it's only in this century that the job has been appreciated. He says Solid State University is proud of its stance on bringing obstructions out of the closet and giving it the recognition it deserves.
Without the DOO, a big place like SSU would have to rely on mistakes, misjudgments, and miscommunications to look as clumsy as we do. There would be a lot of blaming and bad feeling. We can claim responsibility for most of what goes wrong on campus, and everybody knows that we did it on purpose.
Milhouse said that many of the traditional college and university annoyances, such as long waiting lines, contradictory registration rules, and construction barriers, are not very useful on the Solid State campus. They have had to be much more innovative to interfere with the smooth running of such an institution.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of things with parking, but that just doesn't work here. Sometimes a little sleight of hand is the best we can do. We have two buildings right now that are named Memorial something or other, after people who aren't nearly dead yet.
I finally found the Department of Obstructions office in the virtual Memorial building, which does not appear on any printed campus map.
We used to rely a lot on unannounced system changes, software upgrades, and hardware crashes. But even those got phased out as the computer system got more decentralized. Now it's the small and subtle jobs that are the most satisfying.